You can say when.
Right. But, right, so can you assume that based on the Umden? I think it's a good question. You'd have to ask, like, people in general, klapei chutz, like, oh, are gushniks, like, warm and, you know, filled with kindness and warmth or not? And then you could say, like, oh, is it reliable? Can you rely on the Umden? On the Umdena?
I mean, the alternative is we know the yeshiva is very steeped in its tradition, and I don't know how much heat they had in Kfar Etzion in the 60s.
Right, that is an alternative explanation. You're saying it's not a ma'ase mochiach because you could explain it with a different umdina.
It's possible.
Right, I hear that. I'm right. That would undermine our attempt at mind reading.
Right, but you said they think it's so obvious they don't even need to talk about it.
Right, that's what I'm saying. They could do that, but on the other hand, they give out fleeces, right, at a very significantly subsidized price, which would imply that they do acknowledge that it's a little bit cold.
But that could just be a rebellion on the part of the Talmidim.
No, but the yeshiva funds it. Adra, I thought you were going to say that the whole point of the fleece is actually a proof in the opposite direction.
Right, I was going to go there.
Because what is a fleece doesn't provide heat from the outside, right? It contains and amplifies the heat from within, which is an emphasis of, like, you know, the warmth in your soul. And saying, there's so much warmth in your soul that we can just, you know, put a fleece around it and it'll be sufficient without any actual artificial heating.
Double umdenah. Wow.
Yeah. Just goes to show that you can just, the umdenah just keep going round and round. You know, we can't rely on them for kiddushin. You know, it just wouldn't be reasonable. So, you know, take two on umden das for kiddushin, this one, right, is actions speak louder than words, as we are discussing right now. And I think our answer is going to be sometimes. Right, you know, can you just hand out fleeces and treat that as a sufficient statement of our, you know, spiritual/neo-Hasidic understanding of, you know, the warmth of the soul? So this Rama, which we've spoken about a few times, says Amra Tchila Kadsheni. She tells him, you know, marry me, and he has a ring in his pocket, throws the kiddushin l'tocheika. All right, she throws away the ring. So even so, she's mikudashes. Right. If you were to, you know, go and ask her, Friedman, do we believe that, like, the warmth of your, you know, shama is going to keep you warm? You know, he might just stare at you. And you could say, right, he's denying it. On the other hand, you say, but his, right, he helped fund the fleeces. Right. So the fact of the matter is that once she says Kaicheni, the Maram and the Rama, right, we just, you know, it's too late to say, I didn't really mean it. Okay. That's piece number one. Case number two, Lakach Yaraisha Bechazaka Shalobirtsona Vikidsha, Vihi Lozarka Hakidushin, Hedi Mikudashas. He gives it to her, right? Balkorcha, basically, right? He, you know, zonks it onto her finger, but she doesn't toss it. So the way the Rama phrases is Hedi Mikudashas. Okay, what is the case, right? What happened right before this? Is it a continuation of this case, or is it a totally new case? That's question number one. And question number two, when he says heavy mikudashes, does he mean vaday or safek? Afel pishe mitchila ba'ones haya, v'natan lastam v'lo amra laklum, ho'el b'tchila diber ima mikudashin. Right? Since b'tchila diber ima, does it mean he said haray mikudashesli? Does it mean that they were just talking about beiske kidushin? So they're mikudashin. Case number three, Haya Chayev Lamos, Vamralo, Tainli Maosai, Kasher, Hitchil, Litain Amrala, Harem, Kudashasli, Vizarka, Hiyamos, Miada, Inan Kiddushin. Right? But implies that what? If she accepted it and didn't toss them, maybe it would be Kiddushin. Okay? So there are three cases where, we're trying to decide how much do the actions, you know, speak for themselves, and how much do they overcome either lack of verbalization or too much verbalization. Okay? So the first case, Amra Kadsheni, Vizarka, right? So I think what really comes out is something we also we talked about last year. So once you set the stage, right, that really makes a huge, huge impact. Right? Once you've set the stage and you've shown that, okay, you know, here's, we're doing this for Kiddushin, and she says, I want to get married to him, to you, and he's interested. And they do Maisa Kiddushin, the bachelor right away, so he throws it away. It's sort of too late to undermine that explicit Amira, right? She said, Kadsheni. The fact that she throws it away afterwards, right, it should be, oh, it's a Maisa Mochiach, right? But at the end of the day, Maisa Mochichos, right, can only get you so far, right? And the Umdanos afterwards, you know, you might be able to say, oh, well, we have an Umdana, we don't have an Umdana, but at the end of the day, it's very hard for the Umdana to overcome, you know, the explicit statement of intent, right? And I think that's relatively reasonable. Once you say it, right, it's hard to say, oh, afterwards, like, I didn't really kind of see where it was going or what the impact would be. So, you know, so oopsie, sorry, right? You say, oh, go do X, or I want to do X. Then afterwards saying, oh, it was only, you know, I didn't really mean it. After the Maisa is difficult to, it's not necessarily difficult to sell, it could be, but it's hard to have that undermine, you know, and sort of negate your original statement. Okay, so once you set the stage, and I think it's also more than just the Amira, it's the setting the stage, right? She says Kajeni, it's not just that she, you know, verbally said something that makes us think that she wants to get married. It's that she, you know, she set the stage as this is going to be a Ma'amad of Kiddushin. Okay. Now I think that's important because when we were dealing with the Sigya of like fake Kiddushins, right? And the engagement ring and the, you know, the joke, the crackerjack Kiddushins, then part of what was helpful to us was the argument that the stage, right, was not one of Kiddushin necessarily, right? There's something that in the whole staging of the whole process that already tells us that this isn't being set up as Kiddushin. Well, here, when she says Kajeni, right, she's framed it and she set the stage as Kiddushin. And that's a much harder bar to get out of. Just like in last year, when she set the bar as not Kiddushin, right, by saying, oh, can you give me a cup of wine, right, as a gift? So then when he says, oh, you know, if I give it to you, will you marry me? Right, that question is not going to change it into a ma'amad of Kiddushin. And once it's not a ma'amad of Kiddushin, right, we have very little reason, because some of the Rishonim thought that at least there'd be a safek, right, let's say the Ran. But right, the Rashba says, oh, well, we have no explicit, you know, expression of their das then. Even if they do things, and even if they accept it, and even if he says, all right, I mean, actually, that still doesn't count, because the setting is not one of Kiddushin. So I think it just emphasized very much, Sunday's year was where she frames the discussion as one of not Kiddushin. And according to the Rashba, that sort of just made, no matter what happens afterwards, practically, it's not Kiddushin. Here, once she frames it as Kiddushin, even though, right, seems like we have a pretty good, you know, Maisa Mochiach, that the second it gets to her, she tosses it, right? It's still not good enough to undermine the fact that she set the stage as Kacheni. Now, one other thing that's a little bit interesting, and this is kind of a side point, but cool, the Beis Shmua points out, Mikan nami mashma de inotzarach ratzon al hazrika elamim hayo ratzon al kiddushin v'zark al kiddushin mikudashas the chen kas of v'taz. He points out that maybe you could have thought, right, that if they want to get married, right, but like, you know, she didn't want him to throw her the ring. He wanted her to, like, you know, get down on one knee and say it politely, right? Is hakbada on the manner of the Nesina going to count? Or I'd say the opposite. Obviously, if she explicitly is makbid, right? If she says, I don't want to marry you if you're going to give me the ring, that, you know, he's about to throw it to her, and she says, I ain't going to marry you if you're going to throw the ring at me, right? Then obviously they're not married. But if she says, oh, okay, you know, give me a pruta and we'll be married, great, you know. And then he throws it to her, and then, right, she didn't want him to give it to her that way. Since it's not like an explicitly made part of the of the Kiddushin or of the Ma'amad, then maybe it doesn't matter, right?
In order to say that, wouldn't you have to make Kiddushin more about Amira than about Netina? Could you say that if Netina also matters?
Maybe. Interesting. That's actually a cool idea. And maybe the fact that what it's really about the intent to get married, and the Nesina is really more of a, you know, is more of the formal action that shows, oh, where's the point where she changed into an Eishes Ish? You know, where's the point when like the legal change happened? In which case we need it to happen. We need it to be consensual. We don't actually, you know, it's not really the thing that their das is tied into. It's more of like the formality of when the change happens. Almost like the difference between an election and an inauguration, right? The election is what decides like whether what's going to happen. The inauguration is the moment when, you know, President A is switched to President B, right? We don't really care how the inauguration goes down, right? You can actually, you know, not have any people there, right? What matters, it has to happen, because otherwise, when did he become president? When did it change, right? That's an interesting, very good point. I'm not sure if I would say it's Dafka, the Amira versus the Nesina, as much as I would say you could also just, within the world of Nesina, say that the Nesina is, you know, the moment of Nesina, the way you give it over, is still that like point of transition. But what really matters is the Das and the consent and the Ratzon to get married that's being expressed and being manifested. So it has to happen, but as long as the Nesina happens, right, the Nesina is really just pulling along or solidifying the Das, the Kacheni, right, and the Harayat Mikudashesli. That's what I would say. Right.
But if you look at the three different cases in the Ramah, I think like the only thing that distinguishes the case where she throws it off her lap from the case where he puts it into her hand and she, you know, throws it, is the fact that she says Kacheni first for one of them. So it seems to me that the Amira makes some sort of difference on like whether the Netina, like, yes, there's a moment of reception and then she throws it. So it seems like in one case we emphasize the moment of reception, in the other case we emphasize the throwing it, and what makes a difference is like the intentions go, like what was said beforehand.
Right. I think here we're not so much necessarily talking about Amira as like, oh, Amira is like the formal concept of, you know, Amira as a part of Kiddushin, as much as the crystal clear manifestation of the Das to get married. Right. She said Kacheni, right? So she set the stage Das wise and intent wise and Ma'amad wise of what's going on here as this is Kiddushin. And that's the more what's going on there. Although I'm a Kabbal, it's a good point. I'm inclined to understand that we're saying, oh, you know, once you have this manifestation of Das, right, it gives us this like setting of the stage that sort of just, you know, really defines everything that happens afterwards and gives all the, you know, the commentary to like what everything afterwards like is being done as and what you mean by that. Just like in last year, where once she's framed it as not Kiddushin, we kind of just interpret everything afterwards as not Kiddushin-y as possible. But either way, right, definitely takes away from like the Nesina as being the Kiddushin and sees the Nesina much more as something more symbolic and formal that anchors, right, the Ratzon, right? So the Ratzon to get married is what really matters. The Ratzon on the Nesina, in the sense of how you do it, of what you're giving over, is less. Maybe you could split it into that, you know, the Amira. I would say it's not necessarily about Amira versus Nesina as much as like Das to get married and the formal Maisa Nesina that anchors it. But you could just say, yeah, that Das to get married is the Amira. That's what Amira is all about.
My question on this is that if you think the moment of reception, like, essentially doesn't matter so much, and like, how do you gauge the woman's das at all? Because this is like the only act that she actually does.
No, her, so
like,
her
verbal
not, expression.
She right, said, I know, but
and she accept, and she, right, she said Kacheni, that's really what matters, right?
That you could very easily see like Kachini more as like a speculation.
No, here it's an instruction. Here's definitely the case of the Rama here, right? It's Amra Tchila Kachini. Kachini is also a Lashon Sivoy, right? Marry me. It's not marry me, it's marry me. You know? Because the eyebrows go down, not up. Marry me? But it's a marry me. You know? Right. He's like, okay. But then she tosses it, which doesn't seem after she intimidated him, you know. It's then to toss this, it sounds very poor guy's like ego probably got hit really badly.
My next question also was that we talk so much about Amira and that it should come from because Yikach should come from the guy. So like I was trying to make it fit in my head of if she's setting the stage, like why does she have that power?
I didn't know. Okay, good. Very good. I wasn't gonna get into this, but I think it's a very good question, right? The way that Amma formulates it, he just ignores the problem of Amrahi, right? Nasanan Huv Amrahi. But then I looked at it again. He throws in that Amr Allah Haram Kudashasli. She can set the stage in terms of us understanding what's going on, right? But he's still doing Amira, right? Which is also why I don't necessarily want to split it into like Amira versus Nesina as much as, but you definitely can. But I think the Kachini part, the setting the stage is less of a formal thing. It's not really like, oh, it's part of Amira. I think it's a manifestation of their das going in of what are we doing here? Right. When you go to an engagement party, you know, what are we doing? They're getting engaged. When you go to, you know, to a wedding, what are we doing? We know they're getting married. Right. So the setting of the stage is more a way of creating sort of like an ironclad, manifestation, like, I would say an ironclad, I guess like a running commentary of what's going on. Right. You know, it's like you have the newscaster here, you know, like they're like the whole time saying like, oh, and, you know, now, well, you know, they're intending to get married. They're about, you know, it's like the announcer in like baseball. It's like it's you know, a high fly ball deep to the field. He's running back. You know, it's like he's like every moment he's explaining like he's running back, like trying to catch the ball. He's running back trying to catch. Why is he running backwards? I don't know. Maybe he's like tripping or maybe there's a mosquito chasing him. Right. So the announcer like has to tell you exactly like what's going on, you know, and like what's going on in everyone's head. Right. Oh, he's like, you know, he's looking up. But he doesn't think he's going to get it. He doesn't think he's going to. He jumps. He leaps at the ball and it goes over his mitt. You know, so it's like the Ma'amad gives us that sort of announcer running commentary or like what exactly is going on in their head. So like, oh, and he gives it to her and he gave her the ring. Oh, and then she's throwing it away. Right. But already it's like too late that, you know, he gave it to her because Kiddushin and they intended to get married and she got the Kiddushin.
Right.
I just think it's. What?
No, I remember in our discussion of, oh, if you're talking about it before, then like how much is mirror necessary? I don't know if that's exactly how we talked about it. But I remember there was someone who said that she shouldn't be the one starting that conversation.
So there is a idea that, you know, you can't, if it's a sukkim bosa inyan, right, but it's really totally on her, so that would be a problem. There's even a Deah who says, yeah, like even if they were a sukkim bosa inyan, but then she does Amira, since it's totally on her Amira, or since her Amira is the real Amira, right? And the sukkim bosa inyan is like second best type of Amira. So it would be as if she did the whole Amira and that would be a problem. But even though, so here, the Amira is still the Harei HaMekudeshesli. The Kachini isn't really the Amira. It's really just the setting the stage. It's like the big banner that says like, you know, like engagement party of, you know, Bob and Jill or wedding of Bob and Jill.
Right. But I remember that Sheeta also saying, but he can't like reverse it. Once she started it, anything he says, like it still won't help. Like it's.
No, I don't think so. I don't think we had anyone who says that he couldn't, you know, rectify it by saying Harei HaMekudeshesli. I don't think so. I think it was, you know, if it's like an Asukim Boso Indian thing, then you're in trouble. But I think it's a good point, right? Like, oh, you know, she's really set in stage, but I think that's Gufa. When it comes to the Das, right, she's just as much in the driver's seat as he is when it comes to like determining the Das. Because again, right, in Isha Miskadeshas El Lertzona, that's like the context of what we're dealing with is it's all about, you know, we need her Das just as much as his. Actually, we might need her Das more than we need his, right? That's the funny, you know, inversion of the Rambam. Kaddish isha bal korcha inu mekudashas. Ha isha ansu ha chiki dish bal korcha harizu mekudashas. The yeshom ram shenu mekudashas. Right. So dafka, we might need her das even more than we need his das. So dafka, the idea that she, when coming to setting the stage of what your das is, the fact that she is actually even, you know, more capable of doing that, actually kind of fits nicely. Right? Because there's the Amira, there's the Nesina, right? But behind all of it needs to be the Das, which is Sunday's Rajba, who says, well, you actually, not only do you need the Das to be made explicit.
Right.
Ironically, here, she made the Das explicit, right? But now her actions are saying that she doesn't, right? Or here, she never did, but then her actions seem to say that she is. Right? I think it's just fascinating here that, that even though her das to get married, right, in a proactive sense is critical, the actual maisa nesina of what she's getting, as long as she's okay, you know, she's not specific about what she gets, right, or the way she gets it, you know, she needs das to accept it. She doesn't necessarily need das to, you know, to for it to be handed over in a specific way. Okay. Now, why that's interesting is like, I don't know, you deal with the government, at least here, so you want to give in some sort of form. You can't just give them the form, right? Well, you have to give it to them in like a very specific way. There are like only specific ways in which they're willing to accept you giving them a form. Okay. So for example, you can't really email it to them. You have to send it by fax. Okay. Now I think they actually mostly accept emails even, but it used to be you had to send in forms either in person or by fax. You couldn't really mail it to them, and you couldn't email it to them, okay? You can walk in person to whatever government office is and hand it in, or you can fax it. You can't email, and you can't really mail it, okay? Now, why, right? Rachel's doing the face of, like, that's just...
Your marriage license?
What?
Or just
everything. This is everything. There's just a lot of stuff, okay? Israel's a very special bureaucracy. Now there's, for some things, they'll accept like emails. It's great. It's been a huge, huge change. Okay. Now that makes no sense, right? You're all thinking, wait a second, that makes no sense. And the answer is it doesn't make any sense, right? Adraba, right? Shouldn't it be better for me to send you, here's an example. You can't send in a digitally signed document, right? But you can fax it. Now I can fake it and then fax it, right? But you can't email a digitally signed document. Nor can you give them the original by mail, right? But you can walk in and hand it to them. It doesn't make sense. That's exactly true. It doesn't make any sense. But why? So what's the difference? The answer is that some person there decided that they have das to be mekabel only in certain ways, right? So what's the point here? The point here is that doesn't matter, right? Once she says she's willing to accept this ring, doesn't matter how he gives it to her. Right, she can't say, unless she explicitly stipulates, you know, that it's only accepting it if you give it to me in a certain way. Right, she says, "Oh, I only want it by fax." I'm not sure how you do that, but why not? Right, but if you give it to me, if you mail it to me, then it's like, you know, doesn't count. I don't like the mailing system. It's like mail-in ballots. You know, who's going to accept the mail-in ballot? Right, so you either have to hand it in or you could fax it in. Right? That makes a lot of sense. So in my ratzon al kiddushin. As long as there's ratzon on the kiddushin, right? We don't say, oh, the delivery method also requires her explicit consent. Unlike government offices, which require explicit consent on how you give it to them also. Right? I think it's interesting because I would have thought, right, as Tehila's point, yeah, if the nesina is really, you know, making the kiddushin happen, and Nesina, it's all dependent on their das, and particularly her das. Maybe we should also require her das on the method of delivery, right? Not just that she wants to accept it, right? Whatever it is, you know, and she wants to accept it from him as kiddushin, right? But maybe you also need her to accept, to want explicitly, however it is that he's giving it over. I just think that's interesting. I don't think it necessarily means that the nesi, you know, it could be that, oh, because the object, right, and the either the hana that she gets by getting the object, is really the Nisina. It's less the physical action as much as the fact that she's, when she gets it. Right? Is it about how you give it, the actual physical action of handing it over? Is that what's like the Nisina that like creates Kiddushin? Or is it the fact, when, the Hana that she gets when she gets it? Okay? Potentially, right? Nafkimina. Let's say you did a real, real Nisina, right? But there's no real like Chalos Hana. When do you have something like that? You did a great Nisina. Beautiful.
What about the case where we did where you give a zirconium ring when she wants a diamond ring or something like that?
No, because there it's more like, you know, that's more like mekachtasi stuff. I think that's like more like mekachta stuff. There it's like, you know, she never had dasi mekabel this because she asked for object A and you gave her object B. Or she thought she's getting object A and got object B. This is like, this is a little bit further back in our archives.
Is it like you give her something that's not currency, but it's like a rock itself, so you can't actually do anything with it? No, that was me.
I don't know. I think it'd be hard. How would you do that if it's something? Oh, you're saying like, let's say it's like useful. No, it wouldn't be like a rock. Let's say like maybe like the idea of like Nisina's kli. That's less than a shavapruta, because there's like a Nisina of something. It's a real thing. It's a kli. Right? But it's less than Shavpruta, so there isn't like objective Hana. Interesting.
Are you talking about Chalipin?
Yeah, close, almost. So I'm not talking about Chalipin, but I am talking about what looks like Chalipin. Very close. Matano Manas Lahachs here. Right? So the Rambam said, at least, the Gemara says it doesn't work. The big Machlokas we've shown him why it doesn't work. Right, so Tosto says, what do you mean? It's a great Nisina. It's a perfect Nisina. It works by everything else in Halacha because it's a great Nisina. You gave her the object. You're right that there's a Tanai. There are strings attached. But just because there are strings attached doesn't mean that it doesn't work. Right? It doesn't mean that you didn't give it. So what happens? You gave it to her. There are strings attached. When you gave it to her, it's good Kiddushin because you gave her the Kiddushin. Right? And she got it. The Rambam says, no. Right? You're right, it's a perfectly good Nisina, but she didn't get any Hana out of it because she has to give it back. And what you're really trying to do is give her Hana demata yaliyada. You're really trying to give her Hana. The object is a means, the Nisina is a means to giving her the Hana, or to getting her the Hana from you. Right? Now, according, if you take that approach, then what really matters isn't so much the Nisina as much as the Hana that comes along with it. Right, so that works perfectly with what we're saying here, which is, right, she had asked to accept the Kiddushin and the Hana, you know, and he gives it to her, right? What he's really giving to her is the Hana. In which case, the method, the actual physical act of Nisina is far less significant because that's not really what you're doing in the first place. You're really delivering Hana. Right? If you flip it, right, and now Tosvos, Tosos might really be of the opinion that it's also about the actual, like you're giving something, right? Not necessarily, because we'll see in the upcoming Sigios that there are a lot of things that are Hana, but aren't an actual Nisina of anything that count as Kiddushin. So definitely would imply strongly this idea that's not so much about the physical action of Nisina as much as the Hana that's crossing over. Okay, but if you take the approach of no, there really is the Nisina that matters, in which case, why doesn't it matter? Why don't we say, oh, her ratzon on the Zerika should matter. She should actually have to positively want the physical method of delivery. So then you could argue that even if it's the physical action of Nisina, then we could go back to what Tehillah was pointing out, maybe what really matters is the Amira. Really, what really matters is the Das Mimakadesh. And the Nisina, while it is like a point in time of actual physical Nisina, the action of Nisina, as opposed to the Hana result of Nisina, that matters. But the action of Nisina is really just a way, right, to give a timestamp and a Gemiras Das to the intent of Kiddushin. Or Thiel wanted to argue the Amira. In which case, right, we still don't need Ratzon on Al-Hazrika. Okay? Now, those are just two very different ways of explaining why you don't need Ratzon on Hazrika, right? On one hand, we're saying, oh, maybe, because it's not really about the Nisina at all, it's really about the Nisina's Hana'a, right? Which isn't about the Maisa Nisina, right? It's about the Totza's Nisina, essentially. Or you could say, no, it is about the Maisa Nisina, but the Maisa Nisina is really just the Makabe Patish for the Das, right? And therefore, you really need Das for the Ratzon to get married, but the actual, you know, physical legal moment in which it happens, you know, is really, is more of a technicality or a formality that anchors it. Am I got that?
Yeah, I just don't like it. Because I think that the moment of Ratzon should be the legal action itself.
Okay, good. Not like, yeah, fair. Yeah, keep going.
Yeah, no. So like anything that she said before, it could be irrelevant. Like the action is the moment. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. I like that. I also feel that. Like if it's really, if we're really seeing the Maisa and Asina as the, you know, as what matters, the Maisa is what matters. So then to say that we don't really care about, you know, Das for that the action as much as for the Chalos, the legal event, is very hard. Because if there's a physical act, Maisa, legal action, right, that the Maisa and Asina is important, then you should, you know, you should need Das for that. Right. Even if you say what really matters is their, you know, undying love and devotion, you know, and the piece of paper that they sign with the judge, you know, is just a formality, you know, she still needs to pick up the pen and want to sign it. Right. So even if she goes to the judge and says, yeah, I want to get married. Right. But then, you know, but then she has like, she's so overcome by emotion that she faints. Okay. And then, you know, the husband's like, oh, shoot, like, you know, it's COVID and we won't be able to schedule another meeting with the judge for like another 6 months, you know? And so he takes her hand and he has her like write, you know, sign, you know, and they're like, oh yeah, well, she, you know, she's expressed her das and ratzon. So, you know, it's fine. Like, I don't think so, right? I don't think that would be legally binding. And that's why I'm much more inclined to say that, no, what really matters in the Nisina is the Hana D'Matlo Yada. Right, it's really in the Totsas Nisina, not in the Maisa Nisina. In which case, right? In which case, the method of delivery is just less significant. Right? She has Das to accept it, and he delivers it. So there's the Hana D'Matlo Yada, right? And it's not really about the Maisa Nisina. I'm very strongly inclined that way, and I, for Rachel's reason, it's hard to really make that distinction once you think that the mice in the scene is what matters, but it can be done, is my point. But I agree, it doesn't sit so well.
Would you mind clarifying how Hana fits into the picture of the first case where she says Kacheni?
Sure, she says Kacheni, right? And right there, they're under the chuppah, she says Kacheni, and then he gives her the ring. Right, but instead of putting it on her finger, right, he, you know, he puts his hand over her finger and then drops it into her hand, right, and then, you know, and then she doesn't say precious. Instead, she tosses it into Mount Doom, right. So is she married or not? Right, they're under the chuppah. He said, you know, she says, okay, give me the ring. You know, I want to marry you. And he says, ah, Ramei Kudesh Leibet Tabasu. But instead of slowly putting it on her finger, he drops it into her hand. And then she tosses it into Mount Doom. So what's the deal? Right? So they framed it as Kiddushin. And he gave her the Kiddushin, right? The ring went from him to her. So the Beis Shmuel points out, well, you could have said that part of the whole picture is that she also needs to have Das for the method of delivery, right? You see from here that even if she, you know, I don't know, expected him to put it onto her finger, and instead he dropped it into her palm, the palm of her hand, Einu tzarech ratzon al hazrika, Unless, obviously, if she stipulates otherwise, right, or if she's clearly makbid otherwise, and she has made that explicit, then obviously that would matter because it'd be like a tanai, right? But once she says, oh, yes, I want to marry you, and he says, harem kudashasli, and he gives her the ring, it doesn't matter how he gives her the ring. And she doesn't need das on the specific way he hands over the ring, right? If he puts it on her finger or he drops it into the palm of her hand. Right, the Hana point says, so the Hana point says, right, so Rachel's pointing out, well, yeah, but if the Maisa, right, so I said, oh, if the Maisa Kiddushin is still about the Maisa, right, so what really is creates Kiddushin is the Das, right, but the Das needs to be anchored in some sort of action, some sort of legal action. So when he gives her, when the ring transfers, right, that's the, you know, the legal moment when it goes into effect, right? It's like the inauguration, right? What really matters is the election, right? But what actually, you know, flips the switch is the inauguration, right? Now, that being said, is that since it's just, you know, it's still important, right? You still need, you know, kavana for it, but you don't need kavana for the exact way it goes down, right? The downside of that is there's still really a lot of significance if what's really creating the chalos at the end of the day is the action. So to say that you don't need das for the way in which you do the action is a little unsettling. It's definitely possible, right? It definitely makes sense, I think, but it's a little bit unsettling. Again, you could just say, what is the action? The action is the transfer of the tabah. So when he drops it into her hand, which is now in her shus, or he puts it on her finger, at the end of the day, the action is giving the ring over, and he has done that, right? Legally, do we care about, you know, the method of the action, right? If legally, the legal action has happened either way, and there was das for the legal action, right? They agreed to transfer it, and he transferred it, right? He dropped it into her hand, or he put it on her finger. Legally, I don't think there's a difference, right? So you can say, well, since we're talking about legal stuff, right, there's legally it doesn't matter. The Hana idea to say, no, actually, you're right. If it was about the Maisa Nesina, right, then we would require her to also want this Maisa Nesina to be done this way, right? Because that physical action is really what's affecting the Kiddushin. So, you know, maybe all the details, even the not legal ones, might be important. But if what really matters is, right, they have das to do kiddushin, right, and then he gives her shava, right, the ring as hana demati al yada, so it's about giving her hana, right, which creates kiruv of das. So then it's not really about the actual physically giving over of the ring, right? It's about the result of having given her, of transferred the ring, right? It's not the act of giving it over; it's the result or the or the effect of it having been transferred. It's about the totsa. It's not about giving it to her, right? It's about having given it to her. It's that she got it.
But that's assuming that she appreciates that she has diamonds more than she appreciates that someone gave her a diamond. Like, the kir of das happens in between the people.
Yes, but I'm saying, but the kiruv das is about, but we don't know, again, she said kacheni, right? He said her kudashasli, and he gave it to her, right? So we don't need das. Now, even if, as long as she had das to get married, and he gave it to her, right? So then, she had das to get married, and he gave it to her.
But right? I would argue that the natina is the only moment of kiruv das.
It could be in a hanami, but again, if we know that at that moment, right, if she changed her mind and said, I don't want to marry this guy before she got the ring, they wouldn't be married, right? I think we all agree about that. The question is whether or not she needs explicit positive intent to accept it this way, in which case she could say, oh, you're right, that when I said Kachini, right, and I actually wanted to marry him, but I didn't want him to give it to me this way, right? And since I didn't want him to give it to me in this way, so I never had das to get married, essentially. Right? That's what the argument would be. That's like the implied argument that the Beis Shmuel is pointing out is not true. And you could have said that how you give it over is gufa, you know, like a critical part of kiddushin, right? And once that's true, so okay, you know, it's gotta be done in exactly this way, and this way means it's gotta be even on the method of delivery. You need positive intent for the method of delivery, right? Kamash Malan, you don't need positive intent for the method of delivery. Right now, right. Obviously, if she had if she doesn't, you know, want to marry him, I don't know. Let's say he like, she says, you know, will you marry? She says like, marry me, and he says okay, and he takes a football and he's like 100 yards away, and he says, "Hare Mekudesh Lib," it's football zoo, and he tosses at her and hits her right in the face. Right? I think we could agree. Okay, that was not, you know, necessary. That's, we're not going to assume that there's kiddush in there, right? I question if he, you know, if you know, she sticks out her ring finger and then he, you know, tosses it into her palm, you know, and then she tosses it. And she says, ha ha, I was really lying the whole time. I wasn't interested in marrying you. Right? So we don't believe her on that, or not enough to undermine the fact that she said Kachani in the beginning. Right? But maybe, right, the fact that she thought he was going to put it on her finger and instead he dropped it into her hand, maybe that will make the difference. So says Beis Shmuel, no, right? That's not that detail. You might have thought, oh, we can get on the technicality because there's that detail that, like, they're mechavein for her to put it on her finger, right? And then she was going to pull her hand away, maybe, right? And she's like, ha, I can't get me, right? But then he outsmarted her by, like, dropping it. And then it was like she couldn't, like, avoid letting him put it on her finger because her whole plan was to say Kachani, right? He tried to put on a ring, and then she'd like pull it away and be like, ha-ha, you know, too slow. You know, and then they do like the hand-slappy game. So, you know, that was her plan. So you say, ah, okay, but like clearly she thought he was going to put it on her finger, and maybe you'll need ratzon on the method of delivery. Right? Kamash Malan, you don't need positive das on the method of delivery. Obviously, if you do a method of delivery, like tossing a football, you know, 100 yards and hitting her in the face, right, that doesn't count. Even if he's going to say, oh, I'm going to marry you with this football. Right? Still not necessarily gonna, if she, you know, thinks he's gonna give it to her and then he tosses it and like it hits her in the face. So I think that's a good argument that that's like not gonna create the appropriate das at the end of the day. Right? But our point is that you don't need, that's, I think that's because there are negative connotations in throwing a football into your fiance's face. Right? She doesn't want you to do that.
Throwing a ring at her face. Like there's no way.
Agreed. Right? But I'm saying it has to be there. You're arguing that, oh, it's clearly she's right, not mechavein, or she doesn't want it. Right? Here, right, they say, here, right, mekudesh, and then he gives it to her somehow. Right? Obviously, there's some point where we'd say, oh, well, clearly that's going to undermine the das. But you'd have to, what you're arguing, I agree with, is that it's still only that if you actively undermine the das, then there's no das. Right? But that's a soup. But what you're saying is that intentionally she does not want this. Right? This is being done in a way that we know she doesn't want. Right? What we don't need is to know that she dafka wants it to be done this way. That's what the Beis Shmuel is pointing out. You might have thought, and I think also, by the way, that answers a little bit of our problem with the Maisa, which is even if the Maisa is the Kiddushin, then, you know, maybe you still might need to have das for it. Right? You don't need positive das for the method. You can't have negative das for the method, but you don't necessarily need positive das for the method. If the hana is what matters, then of course you don't need positive das for the method, right? The method is just a means to the ends of hana d'matal yada. Now, I agree, right? And I think this is a very legitimate practical problem, which is at some point, right, if your method of delivery is insulting, then you're not going to achieve hana d'mat l'yada, right? Or das. Agreed, right? But that's a different issue, right? And that would also require like a much, I keep using the example of, you know, she sticks out her hand and he drops it into her palm instead of putting it on her finger. Because there you, it's much easier to understand, right? Why there's no, you know, there's no like, oh, ratzon, general, like ratzon kiddushin problem. Right. The only problem is that maybe she dafka thought he was going to put it on her finger, right? And he put it in her hand. So she didn't dafka expect it in this way. Right. So there's no positive das for this method of delivery. Anyway, I think that's, it works just if it's about hana, so that it's about the end result. So you would never need positive intent for the method of delivery. You can't have negative intent for the method of delivery, right? As Rachel is pointing out very legitimately. But you don't actually need positive intent for a specific method of delivery. The more you think that's really about the mice and asina, the more I would say like, oh, you know, maybe you really do need dafka positive intent for the method of delivery. Although again, you could say that anything that's not a legal distinction in the method, in the nesina, right, isn't on our radar, right? You need to give it over. How you give it over just isn't, like, let's say, legally relevant. And therefore, as long as you have das for nesina and there was nesina, then, and they both had das for nesina, they don't need to have specific das for, like, the physical way in which you implemented the legal nesina, as long as they had das for the nesina. Okay, I would like to finish up this little part. So on the second case, let's say they're medabrim based kekidushin, and then he like pops it onto her finger, onto her hand, right? Wasn't zrika, and then she doesn't throw it away, right? So the Ramah said they were married. So the Chalkas Mechokek says, wait a second, me'acher shelo zarka tzricha get, mashma de l'chumra ba'alma tzricha get. Okay? Says, first of all, if you would need to get it, it'd only be l'chumra. Why? There are sukim boso inyan. He pops it on her finger, right? Without necessarily, and she doesn't throw it away. Okay. Lakachi arisha bechazaka shlo bertzona after hol b'tchila dibrei ma mikidushin. Okay. V'hilo zarka havim kudashas. That's the Arma. Okay. He doesn't even necessarily say harem kudashasly. Okay. So the Chalkas Mechokek says, wait a second. This is only going to be a chumrah because kibun de lo avda ma'isa de mochiach de nichala in ze kiddushin, right? Which I think reminds us a lot of the Rajba. So wait a second, just because she didn't throw it away, right? Just because they didn't turn on the heat, or they did turn on the heat, doesn't necessarily prove one way or the other whether or not she wants to marry him, right? He gave her something, he didn't throw it away, she didn't throw it away. Okay, maybe yes, maybe no. Maybe she just doesn't want to be legally liable for the fact that she took this diamond ring and threw it down the drain. Right, or into Mount Doom, right? So maybe the Rama is only saying it l'chumra. He can't definitely think that they're married because, you know, because she never actively expressed positive intent. Okay, now what's the Rama saying? I think the Rama could say no, right? Once you have, once you put it on her finger, right, and she doesn't toss it, so it's like a shtika kehoda. She accepted the kiddushin, right? If she didn't want it, she would have thrown it away. Right? Again, then we're getting into the umdinas again, right? So the Rama, as we know before, is more open to the umdinas in terms of at least creating safek kiddushin, right? The Rajba, as he's like the Chalkas Mechokek here, is saying, wait a second, she actually needs to explicitly express positive intent. It's not good enough to say, oh, it seems like she's okay with it, right? You need something that says explicitly that she has positive intent. And not only does she need to have it, she needs to express it, right? Okay, the Beis Shmuel says, wait a second, can only be if betchila it was baratzon, okay? And she actually explicitly said kadsheni. He says, oh, we have to go back to the first case, right? If she says kadsheni, az amrinan l'shdinu v'im lo zarka ha-kidushin amrinan ritzona l'kabal ha-kidushin ka'asher haya ritzona l'kadesh. Right. If she says kachini, right, then, and then he stuck it on her finger and she doesn't throw it away. So they're married because she said kachini. And once you say kachini, right, we interpret all of her actions along those lines because she explicitly made her das, right, clear. And now, right, she didn't throw it away. So we can understand that based on her original explicit das. But if there are only asuk and boso inyan, says the Beis Shmuel, then they're not married because she never made her das explicit. It's essentially like this chalkas mechokek, because he's saying, you know, oh, if there's no explicit das, then they can't be married. The chalkas mechokek, though, thinks at least, you know, maybe at least for the Rama, or maybe it's a safik kiddushin, right? Now, the Rama himself implies that she's mekudeshes vadai. Okay. Now, the way to explain that would be, at the end of the day, actions speak louder than words, right? Gush doesn't say that we believe that the warmth of your soul of Torah will warm you up, but we don't turn on the heat except, you know, and we give out fleeces. So clearly that's what we believe, right? So I think the Ramah just says action speaks louder than words. And that's what, and yeah, they're married because he gave it, they were a Sugin Basuinian, right? He gave her the ring, he stuck it on her finger and she didn't throw it away. And actions speak louder than words, right? The Beis Shmuel says, no, it's only if she set the stage earlier, right? Then we can understand her actions as, you know, being based on her explicit manifestation of das, but she needs to make that explicit. And the Chalkos Machlokes brings two options. One, that it needs to be made explicit. The other is that maybe it's a suffic kiddushin. Because if the umdinas, well, maybe yes, maybe no, we don't know, so then it's a suffic. Okay. We'll continue next week with Yedia about the Edim. What do the Edim need to know? And what do they need to know about the Edim?